5444. Darrell Sewing, located at 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewingInPensacola.com.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Listen to local talk in your morning and afternoon drive. Local experts during the day with the Pensacola Expert Panel. And national talk with Brian Kilmeade and Dave Ramsey. Listen to local news and Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. Along with WEAR News during your afternoon drive and at 10 p.m. We have your traffic on the fives during your commute. And when breaking news hits, we have you covered. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now. Well, who are you?
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
I have never met Mr. Eddy. I've heard here in this meeting a couple people express that they appreciate his experience. But I've talked with others in the community since that meeting who all have serious misgivings. And I just think maybe we need to revisit that whole process.
Who others? Name names. Who is it that says that Buzz Eddy is not a perfect choice to be the consultant to work on the replacement for Randy Jorgensen for the city manager role for the city of Milton? This is Marilyn Farrow, and this is outrageous. I mean, just this is so off target. Buzz Eddy was the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze for, I don't know, 25 years. He's a consultant that gets used across the state to go in and rescue distressed municipalities when they're messing up. I mean, it's just unbelievable. But the backdrop to all this, you kind of have to understand, is remember there's a faction in Milton, Santa Rosa County, the Pitchfork Posse, that are they're out to do their thing. And one of their things is to thwart the wastewater treatment plant. And Randy Jorgensen has been an advocate for the wastewater treatment plant, and that's the direction the city of Milton is heading. And so now with Randy retiring, and what, September 1st, I think, is his last day, what they want to do is they want to make sure and get somebody in there who is going to be able to be molded in the direction of something else, get some other alternative. That's what they're hoping for. And so they want to get rid of, you know, they're thrilled to get rid of Randy. They're eager to prevent Ed Spears, the assistant, from being the city manager, who'd be super qualified for it. I don't know if he'd get the job, but, you know, he'd be certainly qualified for it. They just want to get somebody in there who's anybody but that. And what they're worried about is that because Randy is bringing Buzz in, that Buzz is somehow going to put somebody in there who's going to be, you know, like Randy's pick. And they think, well, God, we got to go a different direction. We got to get like a headhunter in here, which is something that Marilyn has been in favor of. And also Mike Cusack, both two new members of the city council, have been arguing for this. And so the question is, do we have Buzz come in and consult and then help us winnow down all of these applications down to a pool of about a dozen? And then we pick from those down to five or six, have them come in for interviews and do that. Or do we go with headhunters from the outside and pay them money? It'd be fairly expensive to have headhunters come in from the outside. Buzz is willing to do it for free. And this is just, this is silly, misguided, short-sighted politics trying to attack Buzz Eddy. Oh my goodness. You just got to be kidding. He's an unbelievable, capable person. And I can just feel, what, as Marilyn Farrow was having this conversation, I could feel Randy Jorgensen just getting hotter and hotter. Like, he's a very diplomatic guy, but I just, you know, this is who you're going to choose to insult. It's ridiculous.
FCC.
Initially, you had advised us, Randy, that he was a member of that group. And then we were told at the next meeting that he had retired from that group. So I just think maybe there needs to be a more impartial process in the hiring.
You hear that little breath? That's Randy, like, internal calm, go to your happy place. Let's not, because this is so outrageous that she's alleging any of this about Buzz Eddy.
I appreciate that. I don't think you can find a more impartial party than Mr. Eddy. Mr. Eddy was a senior advisor for the Florida City County Management Association for years. He served as the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze for a quarter century.
So he's got some experience.
He is a brilliant mind on local government affairs. And he's someone that everyone in this state at times would turn to for advice and counsel.
Yeah, no big shakes. He's the Gulf Breeze city manager who consults with other cities all across the state historically. No big deal.
He's got a tremendous network of individuals that he can call on to assist the city with this process. He doesn't have an allegiance or alliance with anyone here. That's why he wants to talk to all of you individually to find out how you feel.
Meaning he's going to come in and do the job, and you're attacking this guy? This is just, I mean, it was outrageous. It really, she should apologize. That's what I think, because, you know, he's coming in doing the city a favor. He's going to charge him a whopping, you know, up to no more than $3,000 for costs. And she's going to get up there and say, well, I don't know if he's impartial. You know, I've heard some concerns from some unnamed anonymous people.
I couldn't recommend someone any higher than I could Buzz Eddy.
In fact, he's so good, they bring him in to fix distressed communities.
He's a person right now that's called into communities that are troubled to help them on a temporary basis to work through their difficulties, regardless of what they may be.
Unbelievable.
He's willing to give his time. And I can tell you that from my perspective, on behalf of the city of Milton, I would express my gratitude for him in being willing, because there's really nothing in this for him. He does it because he's got a love for Santa Rosa County, the city of Milton, the state of Florida, and the nation.
So stop it. Just stop it. I mean, this is like, I mean, I'm trying to imagine another person that she could have gotten so misinformed about. That Buckley, I'm not sure about him. That Mayor Wiggins, I mean, he's so partial. I mean, you know, I don't know that Quint Suter knows anything about developing. I don't know that Mike Papantonio knows anything about the law. I mean, just like, what are you doing? You guys are so fixated on getting some different result that you'll stoop to this level? You're going to, seriously, I got a text in from a friend that says he actually consulted for Destin to find a city manager, Crestview to find a city manager. So, I would hope for an apology. That'd be my thought. Marilyn Farrar to apologize. I've listened to her talk on other things, but this was just, I thought, so out of line. And I know Randy can't exactly say that as the city manager, so I'll say it. 717 on News Radio 92.3. Again, their goal, I know the Pitchfork Posse's goal, and I'm assuming based on what she said here, based on what she said about trying to find a headhunter, the goal is just to see if they can't do anything to prevent it from being probably Ed Spears or somebody else that might be sort of, you know, aligned with Randy Jorgensen's vision. But it's just, man, it's such a misfire. Anyway, 717 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. We've got traffic on the fives. Candy's out today. She'll be back on Tuesday. Jenna Barr sitting in for her with traffic on the fives.
You're going to see some slowdowns on North Blue Angel Parkway just before the mobile highway light to cross over to Longleaf. There is a vehicle crash in that area, so you will see some slowdowns. Use caution as well. Also getting reports of a vehicle crash with a roadblock. That's the Navarre Beach Causeway right there at Navarre Parkway. So use caution in that area, and that looks like it's heading eastbound. If you have a traffic tip, call 850-2626-111. I'm Jenna Barr for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're working on a home improvement project, a repair, an upgrade, or, you know, honestly, if you need to buy a gift for somebody, I know we don't talk about that slice of it very much, but Pensacola Hardware, obviously you can get all of your hardware, get good advice. They know how to do it, whether it's building a brand new building or just doing a little home repair. But if you need a gift for somebody, go there and just look around. And even, you know what, if you don't need a gift, go there and look around, because the front, like, I don't know, quarter of the store or so is all housewares, and it is amazing. Like, you're going to walk in and think, oh, the best thing ever. So Pensacola Hardware, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson. I want to thank all of our listeners who tune into our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 9 when Christy and Darren from Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli join and talk about what all they carry, what are the perfect meats to grill, and pair with some of the wines they carry. Call in with your questions. That's this morning at 9 with Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
If you haven't been to Home Outlet, you're missing out on the best value on kitchens, baths, floors, and more. You could be saving big on your kitchen remodel with in-stock cabinets starting at $78 per linear foot and in-stock countertops starting at just $63. And with the guaranteed lowest price, you can be sure you're getting the best value for your project dollar. Visit us in-store or shop online for in-store pickup at homeoutlet.com.
Monday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, get better health with scientifically proven technology that's not going to the gym, diet supplements, pharmaceuticals, or medical treatment. Hear how OsteoStrong helps many improve bone density, posture, balance, athletic performance, and less joint and back pain. Find out more Monday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3, 95.3, and on the AM dial at 1620.
Rambo's a civilian now. He's my problem. I don't think you understand. I didn't come here to rescue Rambo from you. I came here to rescue you from him.
Good morning, 7:21 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News, and every Friday at about this time, we talk to Dave Greenwood. He is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. I think he just got on the line, which is perfect timing. Dave, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you, sir. What are we looking at this weekend for beach conditions?
Well, right now, it's beautiful out. We got a nice blue sky, gentle surf rolling in. We'll have a yellow flag today, and it looks like it may increase as we get into Sunday. So pay attention and be aware if we have a red flag, the water's close to all swimming and wading.
You know, I saw a really interesting post. It was from, I think it was from Navarre Beach. Maybe it was the pier. I forget now. But it just showed a nice aerial picture, which is not always the view you get from the ground, of what a rip current looks like. And it's really vivid and sort of, but I think a lot of people maybe have not ever seen one in person and they're not quite sure what to look for. Can you maybe just describe it for them visually? So they, and obviously I recommend you go and ask the guards, they'll help guide you and all that kind of stuff. But what should people look for? What would surprise them about a rip current?
Well, anytime you walk to an area where the sand's been cut out, all the way that sand has been eroded away from the shoreline is because of all the water that's running away from the shore, carries it offshore. If that makes any sense. Anytime you have a U-shaped or a concavity in the shoreline, that would indicate that there's a rip current present there. Area of water that's typically deeper, area of water that appears to be free of surf, because what happens is when the waves break on the shallow sandbar, it piles up and the water runs. It flows by way of gravity. It pulls away from the shore, and it'll flow into the deeper areas.
Very good. And that's that part about the kind of, I think of it as like if there's a W, that middle point you think you're getting closer by being out on that sandy part, but that's actually the danger spot, right?
In the shoreline. Yes, exactly. When you walk up and all the sand's been eroded away from that area, it can indicate that there's a rip current present there. It's a rip current channel is what it is.
Very good. Well, that's super helpful. Anything else you want folks to know this weekend before we head into the weekend, Dave?
Well, we had a big thunderstorm that passed through yesterday and brought a significant amount of rain. So when thunder roars, we say go indoors.
Very good reminder. All of the safety things to stay out of the outside when there's thunder or lightning at the beach, obviously. Dave Greenwood, he is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. As always, Dave, thanks so much for the time. Thanks for what you do keeping our beaches safe. I know we all very much appreciate it, sir.
Thank you, Andy. Have a great weekend. I look forward to talking to you next Friday.
You bet. 724 News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Former Vice President Mike Pence testified yesterday in a federal probe about Donald Trump's alleged role in the January 6th riots at the Capitol. Reports say Pence testified for several hours. The man accused of leaking classified military documents still behind bars for now. Massachusetts Air National Guardman Jack Teixeira is accused, of course, of sharing those classified documents online. During yesterday's federal detention hearing, prosecutors told the judge that Teixeira would flee if he was released on bond. The judge says he'll be making a decision on that soon. And fan voting for the 2023 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ends today, Andrew.
Oh.
This year's nominations include George Michael, Cyndi Lauper, Iron Maiden, Warren Zevon, The Spinners, Willie Nelson, and Kate Bush. You can vote for up to five nominees a day, and you vote online at vote.rockhall.com.
I would say Iron Maiden and Warren Zevon, and everybody else is marginally rock.
So yeah, Willie Nelson's kind of the odd nomination.
Always, this is the eternal conversation: is it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or is it the Well Known Musicians Hall of Fame? I mean, it's just it's very hard to argue that all of those qualify as as rock. Frankly, all right, David, thanks so much for the update. 7:25, we've got Jenna sitting in today for Candy, also on Monday, and Candy will be back on Tuesday with traffic on the fives.
There is a vehicle crash at North Blue Angel Parkway right before the mobile highway light across over to Longleaf. So use caution as you approach that area. Also in Navarre, right in the area of the Navarre Beach Causeway, Navarre Parkway, there is a vehicle crash with a roadblock. It looks like that is heading right in the eastbound lane. If you have a traffic tip, 850-2626-111. I'm Jenna Barr for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependent.
Thanks so much, Jenna. So a story that's in the Transgressors service this morning, which was at 6:20, but it'll be again at 8:20. You can hear my take on it then. Olympia School Board in Washington, they are suffering massive budget shortfalls, either because of incompetence or because they've gotten so bad that they've driven kids out of the school district, both of which might be true. I don't live there. I can't tell you. I will say Washington is part of the Great Northwestern Collective. I lived in Oregon for a while, and we used to call it the People's Republic of Oregon because it's so left. Other than on guns, although Washington has now banned assault rifles, Oregon is much more pro-gun, but in any case, because it's like a western state more than a coastal state. But anyway, Olympia School Board Director Scott Clifthorne, in a meeting last week, talking about why they want to ban band and orchestra, not because they can't afford it, but because they're racist.
There are problems with how elementary instrumental music is administered right now. We know that there are disproportionalities in how it's rolled out at each campus. We know that people experience different amounts of time of elementary instrumental music education. We know that there are some places where students never miss core instruction as a result of going to instrumental music. And we know that there are other campuses where that's a struggle.
So the concern is that they're drawing kids out of regular class to go to music, therefore it's hurting black kids. That's kind of his take on this. And I think they've already canceled it. Fourth and fifth grade has already canceled it. It's not a discussion. They've already done it. So the alternative would be, I don't know, find a better structure and a time. Instead of deleting the thing, just do it better.
We also know that there are other folks in the community that experience things like a tradition of excellence as exclusionary. And I don't think that there's just one or two or 10 or 20 people that think that. But that's not unique to elementary instrumental music.
Meaning that all of these systems are racist because they believe in excellence. They believe that's in achievement. They believe in better and worse and grades and things.
I heard
like
that.
No,
correctly.
That's right. Yeah, that's what they think. That's,
I was hoping it wasn't heard correctly.
No, that's exactly what they're arguing. Is that?
Does that mean that, isn't that a racist statement saying that they can't be excellent? How dare she? Is that a she?
No, that's a guy who sounds like, but she's not, he's not transgender. He's just not the most masculine voice. Let's just put it that way.
I can't hit the same question. The jump button. I'm too lazy.
No, that's exactly right. And the funny thing is this is a common theme, is that the Western civilization concept, you know, is rooted in racism because it believes in things like individual achievement and accountability and assessment and excellence. Like, to talk about excellence is racist. Is really, that's what the wokists think. It's just crazy.
We're a school district that lives in, is an entrenched in, and is surrounded by white supremacy culture. And that's a real thing. And
this is the school board meeting.
There's nothing about string or wind instrumental music that is intrinsically white supremacist.
But?
However, the ways in which it is, and the ways in which all of our institutions, not just schools, but local government, state government, our churches, our neighborhoods, inculcate and allow white supremacy culture to continue to be propagated and cause significant institutional violence, things that we have to think about carefully.
Institutional violence all around us, in your churches, in your sidwalks, in your neighborhoods, in your musical instruction.
Fishing for racism.
You think I make stuff up when I do the I don't make it up. These loons are really out there running things.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Three soldiers are killed in a helicopter collision and others injured.
Two helicopters crashed near Healy, Alaska. The AH-64 Apache helicopters were part of the 25th Aviation Regiment. They were returning from a training flight heading to Fort Wainwright Base when they collided in flight.
Fox's Brooks Singman. A near total abortion ban fails in the South Carolina Senate. A ban at 6 weeks fails in Nebraska. There's a new Fox poll about abortion.
56% think abortion should be legal always or in many cases. 36% said it should be illegal in most cases. And just 7% said always illegal. The Fox poll also found 44% would favor an abortion ban in their state after 6 weeks of pregnancy, but 54% would support a ban after 15 weeks.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Alabama quarterback Bryce Young is the number one pick in the NFL draft, taken by the Carolina Panthers. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 731, News Radio 92.3, 68. It is mostly cloudy right now in Pensacola. Santa Rosa County leaders say they're moving forward with a full renourishment of Navarre Beach. But they say the taxpayers are not going to be on the hook for that work.
I fully support funding this, if possible, wholeheartedly, even if a portion of it is advanced and then repaid by tourists and not by any of our residents, and that's through the bed tax dollars.
The idea ultimately approved by county commissioners, as they were unanimous in supporting the project. The total cost, $17.8 million. The county responsible for $6.9 million of it. The difference will be made up by FEMA and the Florida Department of Environmental Protection. Work scheduled to start on that project in September. Alabama players, popular picks this year in the NFL draft. Bryce Young, as you heard on Fox there, led the class of three Crimson Tide players that went into the top 12 of last night's first-round draft. The Carolina Panthers selected Young first overall. Will Anderson Jr. taken at number three by Houston. And Detroit took Jahmyr Gibbs, 12. A bill that's advancing in the Florida legislature would require registered sex offenders to put a special license plate on their car. An amendment filed by Democratic Senator Lauren Book would allow authorities to assign a fluorescent green license plate to vehicles operated by people convicted of child sex crimes. It would also require those people to have the words sexual predator printed in red on their driver's license. If the legislation becomes law, that would take effect January of 2024. Currently, Florida sex offenders are required to report a list of their personal information to the local sheriff's office several times a year. Senator Rick Scott says he knows how important AM radio is, and he's working to stop efforts to remove the AM band from newer car model radios. There's now a campaign underway after several U.S. automakers announced plans to eliminate AM radio from their new car models. Scott says it's a powerful tool, especially during natural disasters such as Hurricane Irma when he was governor.
We got people safe. I think we got 6 or 7 million people evacuate, and the storm kept moving on us. But as it moved around the state, people took heed and, you know, got into shelters, and we opened 700 shelters.
And the National Association of Broadcasters says more than 80 million people depend on AM radio every month. Well, Congressman Matt Gaetz put forth his best effort, but the U.S. House rejected his resolution to withdraw U.S. troops from Somalia.
We are not able to permanently stabilize countries by having a presence that can at times be a very basis for the terrorism recruitment that we seem to work against.
Following his comments on the House floor, representatives voted 321 to 102 against the measure. Gaetz says the future of Somalia needs to be determined by Somalians. And a bill calling for new school curriculum a little bit closer to becoming law. A bill passed the House yesterday in Tallahassee that would require schools to teach Asian American and Pacific Islander, or AAPI, history. That bill now heading to the state Senate. It is 735 News Radio, 92.3. Jenna's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
Still seeing those slowdowns on North Blue Angel Parkway. That is, again, heading northbound right before the mobile highway light due to an earlier accident. So use a little bit more caution or take an alternate route at this time. Front gate of NES Pensacola only showing a little bit of a delay, just some minor delays at the moment. Nothing too major. And then taking a look at Navarre Beach Causeway in the area of Navarre Parkway. There was an earlier accident that's heading eastbound on Navarre Parkway. It still is showing a roadblock, but authorities are on the scene at the moment. If you have an update or a traffic tip, call 850-2626-111. I'm Jenna Barra, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Jenna. Now a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
Beautiful day today with mostly sunny skies, high near 82 degrees with a small 10% chance of a stray shower. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 62. Saturday morning starting off nice, but showers and thunderstorms expected to move in as we go into the evening and nighttime hours. 80% chance of rain on Saturday evening with a high near 78. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 64. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Mostly cloudy, 60. 68 in Pensacola, 70 in Gulf Breeze, and 67 in Milton. Your next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Wholesale egg prices are set to fall to $1 a dozen in coming weeks, the lowest level in almost 2 years, as prices undergo a dramatic retreat from record highs over the winter. Wholesale prices, which retailers like grocery stores pay to egg distributors, were $1.22 a dozen as of Wednesday. That's down from a record $5.46 in December and $3.54 around Easter, both seasonal periods of high consumer demand. In all, prices have tumbled 78% in about 5 months. If that trend holds, analysts say prices could dip below $1 a dozen. Snap shares are down 20% in pre-market trading after the company reported quarterly results that missed expectations. The Snapchat parent also estimated revenue for the second quarter that's below projections. SpaceX believes it can repair damage to the launch pad used for its first Starship flight and will be ready to fly a second rocket by early summer. On Wall Street, futures lower. That's Your Money Now.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled?
Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Hey, Pensacola. News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
We are very, very lucky to be on a network like CBS. I cannot express how fantastic they have been with me from day one. It's unfathomable why they took a chance on me to do this job. I will never understand it, but they have supported and they have loved this show. And I will be forever grateful for what they've done for me and my family. It's been life-changing.
That's James Corden last night on the last Late Late Show, and then he sang his way off right at the end, fairly emotional, as you would expect, the end of a run. What did he say? It was some crazy numbers, like 1,200 shows, I think he said, which I was trying to do them. It might be much more than that. I don't know. Whatever the number was, it was an outrageously large number of shows. I was kind of surprised by how many it was. Joining us now, we have Kate Meehan. She is our pop culture editor at DailyBoom.net. Kate, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning.
So, James Corden, done. Interesting.
I mean, we knew it was coming.
Right.
It was announced, what, a year ago?
Yeah.
So we knew it was coming. We kind of knew all the guests that he was going to march out, some of his favorites like Adele and Harry Styles. So we kind of had the setup, but still, I mean, if you were a fan and you watched every night and that was part of your routine, it's still kind of a gut punch, I think.
I did not watch all of it because it looked like, honestly, a lot of times that show was very creative in the stunts and stuff that they would do. And it seemed like the last show was just him and Harry and was it Will Ferrell was the other person? I think that they were just kind of sitting there talking the whole time. I thought, well, I'm sure this is, you know, wonderful and self-indulgent for the people who love it. But it wasn't like the end of The Daily Show where you're like, oh, man, that's amazing, you know, when Jon Stewart left. So it seemed like an odd but I get it. You know, when you say goodbye, it's hard to say goodbye in any other way. Right.
I think so, and I think maybe, you know, the diehard fans, maybe that's kind of what they wanted, because you had 8 years of the creativity, and maybe more so this time around on this day, you just kind of wanted the man that was the ringleader of all of it.
Yeah, a little sincerity for it. And I've seen this quite a bit on show wrap-ups recently when we're watching final episodes, is it's not so much a tying up of the plot as it seems like it's more trying to, you know, give the audience a hug, you know, is more, which I, you know, I understand that. I appreciate that. Meanwhile, we got news yesterday that Jerry Springer had passed away. And, you know, I don't know. I don't think you and I ever talked about this, but I was an anti-fan of the Springer show. I thought that it was a horrible evidence of where America was as a culture and, you know, a terrible influence on American culture. But I know I'm not in the majority. There are people like me, but I know I'm not in the majority on this. I was never chanting Jerry, Jerry, except as a joke. So.
But the thing is, what you needed to know about him is all of the good that he actually did.
Oh, tell that, because I don't know this story.
Yeah, you don't know this story because he didn't do it publicly. You know, when people do good things publicly for attention, or it looks like it's for attention or self-indulgent, you know, to balance the scales a little bit, he did a lot of things privately. If you went on his show and you were a drug addict and you wanted to get help and he sincerely thought you wanted to clean up, you would go to rehab on his dime. He sent people to get help all the time. He stayed in touch with people to try to encourage them to stay on track. He funded a lot of children's charities and like domestic violence centers. He did a lot of good. On the one hand, he was the ringleader and the circus was, you know, swirling around him. But on the other hand, he understood the other side of real life, the dysfunction and the crazy and the traumatic. And he kind of showed a light on that in you know, that dysfunctional way that people were sucked into. But he also then, you know, tried to get back into politics, dug into the communities and things, because he understood it and he really wanted to help. So that was the flip side of him. It was not quite as public because he always felt like if you were going to do good things, you didn't need to be on a soapbox to do it. You just do those things. If you're doing them for the right reason, then you just do them.
Well, and yeah, obviously as the mayor of Cincinnati back in the day long before he got into all of this stuff. And, you know, I will say this. Every time I would watch even a snippet of an episode, I was horrified. But part of the horror was trying to persuade myself, do I believe there are really people like this in the world? And yeah, which is that's the horrifying part of it, is to realize that there really are families all over America where this is reality for them, which is just, you know, stunning to me. We also had
it's more common.
I agree. Yes, I don't want to believe that about my fellow humans. I'm calling it the Taylor Swift Act, but it looks like Congress is getting ready to do this outrageous thing of requiring when you buy a ticket that all the fees are up front. Outrageous.
It's shocking that we would be honest.
I know. It's like you'd have a price up on a board somewhere. Isn't that weird?
Well, but the thing is, here's what they do to you. If you've bought tickets in the last several years, you know all too well. You see the price per seat. You pick your number of tickets. And then when you get to that final screen, they throw in the random fees that are not identified, and they throw in tax and everything. You're looking at easily another $50 to $100 in just random fees.
Crazy.
And they throw them in at the very last second. Like, where did this come from and what is this? And now the clock is running down in front of you whether or not you want to actually buy the ticket. So you've got the peer pressure as well. But yeah, like why haven't we done this sooner? And, you know, so many artists have rallied for it, but I think because of the big mess with Taylor Swift's tickets earlier, well, at the end of last year, Ticketmaster had a colossal disaster when they went on sale with the pre-sale. So it called attention to that company and the way they do things in general, which I think opened the door for other actions to finally be brought to the forefront and, you know, ushered in, thank goodness. So it's connected to her because the mess with her is what made everybody kind of turn their heads and look at Ticketmaster really closely.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I see the same thing with hotels. I see the same thing with airlines. Like, just tell me in advance so that I can pay attention to what the price is. Because, you know, if I don't care about the price, that's one thing. But a lot of us really do. You know, that really is a factor in all of this conversation. Well, Kate Meehan, she is our pop culture editor at DailyBoom.net. The time always goes so quickly. Hey, Kate, as always, thank you so much for the time. We'll talk to you again next Friday.
Thank you.
7:46 on News Radio 92.3. Jenna sitting in for Candy today with Traffic on the Fives.
The following Traffic on the Fives is brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox them out. North Blue Angel Parkway at Mobile Highway is still backed up at the moment due to an earlier accident, as well as Navarre Parkway and Navarre Beach Causeway in the eastbound lane of Navarre Parkway, still showing a roadblock from an accident. And Gulf Breeze Parkway in the proper area is starting to see some congestion as school begins. I-10 eastbound and westbound, I-110 not reporting any delays. Front gate of NES Pensacola is moving along smoothly. But if you have a traffic tip, call 850-2626-111. I'm Jenna Barr for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jenna. Somebody texted me in and says, James Corden and the late night shows lost me in 2016 when they turned into the additional arm of the liberal narrative and became super anti-Trump. Before that, never missed it. No, I understand that. And that's actually, I can just about only watch Fallon anymore because he doesn't, right? He's just entertainment. Kimmel and Colbert, I used to enjoy them quite a bit. I mean, they're sharp, funny people, but I just can't watch it. It's so obnoxiously biased and uninteresting. But yeah, I know, so I understand that concern. Hey, if you are thinking about buying or selling a home, obviously you need a good real estate agent to make sure that you get the best deal possible. And by the way, you might think if you're buying like a new home that just buy straight from. Look, Christina Leavenworth tells me she can get good deals even on new builds, especially in this market where, you know, they might have overbuilt a little bit. And so it might be a little bit of a challenge to get it. She can work on that. And she has had good success at that. On the selling side, obviously, you know, she sells a lot of homes. Like last year, well over 200. I think it was over 230 last year. And one note is when you're thinking about which kind of real estate agent you want to hire, do you want to hire somebody who sells a lot of homes or somebody who sells like one or two a year? And the reason I say that is because there are 3,000 agents on the MLS. 1,600, more than half, sold zero homes in the first quarter. Because it's very common for a real estate agent to sell one or two a year or none. Okay? And the question is, do you want somebody who that's the only house they're going to sell this year? Or do you want somebody who's selling, you know, she had 36 sold in the first 3 months of the year and 29 more under contract? So does she know the process? Does she get the results? Do people love working with her? I mean, all of that, right? So, you know, you can decide however you want to decide. I'm just saying, for me, I want a mechanic who's not working on their first car of the year. You know, I want a mechanic who's going to do this job efficiently and knows how to do it because they've done it many, many times. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hey guys, I'm Nicole Stacy. There are more things to do in our area than you can even imagine. So who better to share the adventure of the Pensacola experience than the team at Visit Pensacola? Share with us your experience by using the hashtag ExperiencePeakOla. Go to visitpensacola.com and listen in Friday at 9:30 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Fox News personality Brian Kilmeade, afternoons at 11, before Dave Ramsey, on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank the maker. This oil bath is going to feel so good.
Got a note in from somebody talking about the fees on tickets. Said that she went to Disney on Ice and it was $80 extra after the ticket price. And I was chatting with Kate offline about this, and you know, she says, "Look, how many times have you gone to buy tickets and because you think you can afford to get better seats because they were within your budget,
sure,
and then by the time you go through checkout with all the fees and everything, and then you've got to go back and get other seats because once they tack all those fees on, you can't afford it anymore. It's crazy, but you, I mean." I guess it's just...
It's criminal.
Yeah, well, right. I mean, when I just... I guess I'm so immersed in the idea of try to do the right thing, you know? Try to be fair, try to be honest. That the idea, like we see this with hospitals, you know? Medical... What's the price of the medical procedure? What's the actual price of the medical procedure? You know, like, that should be easy to figure out. And that's why you had Rick Scott working on that here in Florida. The airline tickets. When you go to a restaurant, okay, they give you the price for the food. I'll be honest. This is a little thing, but, you know, the liquor menu, when they don't have prices... It makes me want to punch somebody. Because it's not that I can't afford it. I just want to know what it is. And I feel like, well, I'm going to order that beer and it's going to be $18. I mean,
right?
It's ridiculous. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Abortion remains legal for now in South Carolina and Nebraska. Yesterday, both conservative states failed to pass new laws that would have restricted abortion procedures. Alabama altering visitation at its hospitals. Governor Kay Ivey signing a bill into law yesterday requiring healthcare centers to allow visitors in hospitals during public health emergencies. Of course, a number of people that lost loved ones during the pandemic weren't able to visit them due to the federal mandates. And we've got an update from the Bronx today, Andrew, that runaway man-eating peacock.
Oh, yeah.
He is back in the Bronx Zoo. Neighbors started calling the bird Raul when they spotted him perched in a tree. He was apparently caught just before 8 p.m. Wednesday night. And apparently there was an incident. He did peck someone in the leg when they were capturing him, but he's safe now.
All right, so wait, did he eat a man?
Well, he bit.
He bit.
Oh, he bit
someone.
Yeah. Have you been to the Bronx Zoo? It's awesome.
I have not.
I would totally go just to watch that.
Listen, can I tell you what I really think is going on in this story? Brilliant marketing campaign for the Bronx Zoo.
Oh, absolutely.
The peacock accidentally got out, and now we've got to go find him and bring him back to the Bronx Zoo, where, by the way, you can come visit for so much per day. I mean, you know, like, I'm probably
taxes
not.
Taxes and fees not included.
That's exactly right. It's funny, though, you mentioned him getting up in a tree, because peacocks, dude, they get up on, like, I know the one that Uncle said, the ones that Uncle Sam's, they get up on the roof. I used to live in a neighborhood up on Kingsfield, and there's a couple of them that run around there, and you'd be walking, and there'd be one up on the roof of the house. In a random subdivision off of Kingsfield Road. It's just
They're
crazy
majestic.
Up there. Yeah.
Well, you certainly don't expect to see that, huh?
No, but it does remind me of an expression I haven't had a good opportunity to use. You know how in the winter, the iguanas in Florida, they fall out of the trees? Somebody told me, you know what the better way to refer to an iguana is? The chicken of the trees.
Instead of the chicken of the sea.
Chicken of the trees.
Nice.
That's right. David, I love that. I didn't invent that, but I love it. 7:54 here on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? Oh, this is, okay, I'm just going to be a nerd for a second. I mean, it's always there, but I'm just going to pretend on the radio. I'll be a nerd for just a second. Story I saw on northofscambia.com that I do not believe to be accurate. Not their fault. Okay, not their fault. But here's the story. Man struck by ammo while burning trash. Cantonment man was hit by exploding ammunition while burning trash midday Wednesday in Cantonment, which, of course, is there twice. The accident happened at home on Goldenrod Road about 11:45. Escambia County EMS responded and transported the victim to a local hospital. Sheriff's office notified, because it's a gunshot, or apparently. And according to spokesman Morgan Lewis, she said that she did not know the man did not know there was ammunition in the trash that he was burning. It popped off and hit him in the hand. Okay. Bull. Bull. There's nobody who's ever been shot by a gunshot out of ammunition that was accidentally in a fire, because that is not how that works. Now, I will explain it in a second, but let's get let's get Jen in here with Traffic on the Five, sitting in for Candy today.
He capped himself.
No, he didn't. This is not true.
Oh, okay. Hey, I want to back up a little bit. We did get a tip in our text line at 437-1620 that there is a car fire on the corner of Pace and Jordan. Pensacola Fire Department is on the scene. There's heavy smoke for several blocks surrounding, so thank you for that tip. Also still seeing congestion. North Blue Angel Parkway at Mobile Highway still backed up due to an earlier accident, and Navar Parkway and Navar Beach Causeway, they're starting to clear that accident. There is no more roadblock. That's right in the area of the causeway heading eastbound on the parkway, and starting to see some heavy buildup on Gulf Breeze Parkway in proper. Have a traffic tip. Call 850-2626-111. I'm Jenna Barr for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Okay, so why do I think this story is bunk? I'll tell you, because it's physics. You have to understand the physics of firearms ammunition. First of all, if you have, you take a bullet and you put it on the stove, laid sideways on a pan, okay, and you heat it up, it's going to explode. Okay, that part's true. Okay, the gunpowder in there will explode at a certain point. But think mass. Think back to your high school physics class. If you've got a bullet sitting there randomly, which weighs more, the lead or the casing? The lead. Equal and opposite reaction, right? If there's an explosion delivering force to both the casing and the lead is going to barely budge and the casing is going to shoot off the other way. But that's not what actually happens. That's just like the basic problem here. There's no way to get the lead to accelerate out of a random fire in this situation. The problem is that the brass casing is weak. The brass is very thin. If you heat up a bullet, it doesn't shoot off. It blows up like a firecracker. Which you get because the brass casing is so thin and flimsy that the explosive force just goes straight out through the metal. Now, there is a chance, very unlikely, that a little piece of brass shrapnel might have been what got him. But this is talking about it like it's a bullet wound. There's no way. It can't happen. They've done this on Mythbusters. You can see videos of it on the internet. The bullet itself is structurally, it's impossible for it to shoot the actual bullet projectile out. That's why when, you know, you say, well, why does it work in a gun? Because you insert the bullet into the very firm, sturdy, the steel barrel, okay? And the barrel contains all of the force and structurally bolsters the bullet, bolsters the casing so that it can't explode. And instead, it delivers all the force into the projectile, which comes out through the rifling of the barrel. So, and there's something on the back also, of course, keeps it firmly in so that it doesn't come out backwards. So this is, no, if somebody tells you that they got shot because they had ammunition that they didn't know was in the fire, No, there's another story here. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying this did not happen this way. 7:58 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, nerdvana. every once in a while.
That was a moment.
Have you? Yeah, I know. But I just couldn't. I couldn't let this. No, that's not true. Anyway, it's not that you shouldn't have any concern, but it's just not that same kind of a concern. Anyway, Joe Biden uses crib notes in his speeches. Joe Biden uses crib notes with the name of the next person he's supposed to call on in his speeches.
That. Why was that a big deal? We knew that.
But Joe Biden uses note cards with pronunciation guides and with pictures of the person that he's supposed to call on and notes that say things like, you sit now, you walk to stage now. Okay, we knew this. Joe Biden uses crib sheets with pictures of the reporter, name of the reporter, pronunciation of the reporter, guidance notes and stage direction, and the question the reporter's going to ask him. Oh, you've got to be kidding.
Yeah, that's a little bit
You have got to be kidding, an LA Times reporter. I mean, you know, a lot of the reaction here is, well, we have gotten so accustomed to the level of handling and access limitation and, frankly, the presumption of incompetence by him. They pre-wrote the question to him she was going to ask?
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.